New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
Well, less than a week to go until the inauguration. Law enforcement and the National Guard are essentially locking down Washington. I don't know when we've seen this kind of security detail in place preparing for an inaugural. Joining us right now to talk about what some of those threats are and how to keep not the nation's capital only, but also state capital safe is ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You know, it was interesting last week. Really, two things happened. I think a lot of people went to Washington, D.C. because they support President Trump. They believe that the election was stolen, and they wanted to support the president and send a message to Congress. But there was something much more insidious happening there that I think a lot of those people that traveled to Washington weren't part of, didn't know was going to happen. And some of those groups, I think, were kind of emboldened by what happened last week, weren't they?
Well, no question about that. And to your point of a vast mixture of orientations and people who, you know, some went there like soccer moms maybe were there, maybe didn't go in the building. But then you had people from the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and some of these militia-type groups that clearly, QAnon another one, were, I think, you know, they had mace, they had body armor, they had weapons. So clearly they went there to do what they did. And, you know, that sort of gives you the diversity of the people who still clearly support the president and believe what he's saying, even though there are a number of things, obviously, he says that are not true. But it doesn't matter, Paul, because they believe it's true. And that's the real key here, is that how do you sort of turn that ship around? And the answer is not easily.
Certainly, there's a lot of concern about the inauguration next Wednesday. But the threat doesn't go away after that, does it?
No, clearly not. And as you mentioned earlier, I think I have a bigger concern what might go on in state capitals or state agencies. Because, let's face it, they cannot be as secure as, you know, Washington, D.C. is currently, because they just don't have the manpower, law enforcement-wise or otherwise. And so I'm really concerned about, you know, law enforcement's already stretched too thin between, you know, the virus and issues with shootings and so forth, that, you know, there's many jurisdictions that are pretty vulnerable to lack of manpower and maybe even morale. And something like this could be a real, you know, tipping point for a community.
How did we get here anyway, Brad? Kind of help us understand how we got to this place, because we haven't really been here before as a nation. I mean, we've had threats, domestic threats, but not to this extent, have we?
No. I mean, President Trump was, in my view, basically a genius to focus on people that, on many different levels, many different reasons, sort of felt disenfranchised or did not believe that the government and society as a whole was going the direction they wanted it to go. Like, obviously, evangelical Christians are, you know, they like President Trump because he's anti-abortion, he's pro-prayer in schools, things that matter to them. You know, other people who maybe live in communities where the economy's not very good, they may have a high school education, were doing fine in a job that either disappeared, became automated, or you know, just whoever they were working for moved away. He was able to tap into those people, and unfortunately, he drove them and still is driving them by fear. Fear that your way of life is going to disappear. If the Democrats are in charge, you know, there's going to be a socialistic society. They're going to seize your guns. And so he started all these outrageous comments that clearly were not true, but they had built up such a belief in him that they believe at least some of it, if not all of it. And that's why we are sort of where we are today.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, it transcends politics. This isn't just political. This is about the American way of life.
Right. And obviously people have a right to live life lawfully however they choose. But you can't then sort of inflict through violence things that you don't think things that you think should be changed or be happening that aren't happening, and that they will like disappear or the reverse will happen if President Trump isn't in power. I mean, to be quite honest, it really has a cult-like feeling to it. Because let's face it, there's so many of these outrageous theories, it's like they're just obviously not true. But you really can't have a rational conversation with some of these folks about it.
Yeah. It certainly sounds like things are buttoned down there for the inaugural on Wednesday. I guess we'll just hope for the best at this point. And as you pointed out, state capitals need to be on alert, too.
No doubt about it.
All right. Brad, always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Take care, Paul.
You too.